Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. One student traveled more than 7,000 miles from Hong Kong and another 5,400 miles from Spain to have the experience of a lifetime living in Utah and going to school in Jordan School District. On this episode of the Supercast, we hear the fascinating stories of two Bingham High School students participating in the foreign exchange program. Find out how the experience has changed their lives and what they grew to love about Utah and their time in the United States. We are here in the alumni room at Bingham High School to speak with two of our foreign exchange students here in Jordan School District. Jordan School District supported a large number of students who had been scheduled to come here and attend school with us. And despite the pandemic, we were able to make things work. There were some cuts in funding at the state level, but we were excited to still offer a spot for some students to live here and learn here. So we're excited to get to know them, and I'll let them introduce themselves. Let's start with you, Kenny.
My name is Kenny, and I'm from Hong Kong. I'm 16.
My name is Sofia, and I'm from Spain, and I'm also 16 years old.
And then we have Heather Ellis here from Bingham High School. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Heather Ellis. I teach German and Spanish here, and I was an exchange student myself in Spain, Chile, and Germany throughout the years. So that's why I teach foreign languages and like to be involved with the exchange students.
And as I said, I'm Anthony Godfrey, the superintendent, and I actually lived in France for a year. It wasn't a foreign exchange thing, but my dad taught French here, and we exchanged homes and jobs with an English teacher in France. So I lived in France when I was in sixth grade, and my whole family moved over there. So we've all had an experience like this. Tell me what surprised you most about school when you got here in America.
In Spain, we just stayed in the same class, and the teachers are the ones that come, like, to your class. So you're always with the same people, since you're, like... So my class, like, my friends in school, they're, like... I have been with them for, like, 9, 10 years, maybe 12, maybe? I don't know. But, like, it's like you get super close because you're the whole day with them. But it's so fun that here you just change classes every, like, hour, and you have, like, 8 different classes with completely different people, and you get to know, like, a lot of people. Also, like, in Spain, the schools is more like studies, and then you get out, and then you go do whatever you like. But here you can do both. Like, you can study, and then if you like playing soccer, you play soccer in the school team. And it's like all the team work or like spirit at the Bingham is like really cool. And that's, I really like it, yeah.
Sounds like you've had a great experience here at Bingham.
Yeah.
Okay, how about for you, Kenny? What surprised you most about school here in the States?
The most surprised me is the uniform. Like, in Hong Kong, we have to wear uniform everywhere. Like, I mean, at school. But in here, we just have to like wear your casual clothes. And also, in Hong Kong, we have to like we can't choose our class. Like, we can't choose our subject. And in here, we can choose like any subjects I want. Like, they have a lot of subjects I can choose. And same as Sophia said, I can in different class, and I can see different people in different class in here, so yeah.
What surprised you about Utah itself when you got here?
So when they told me I was coming to Utah, I was like, where is that? Like, I have heard about it, but I was like, I don't even know where that is.
Yeah.
And then I came here, and I'm like, I'm in love with Utah. I love Utah. I would live here when I'm older. I would love to live here. And I don't know, the people in here are super nice. I love Utah. Everything is so cool in here.
Great. Kenny?
You can be honest with me.
I like Utah here. And before I came here, I know Utah. Because of I always watch NBA games, Utah Jazz. And I get to watch Utah Jazz later, like, this weekend, so I'm excited.
Are you going to a game?
Yeah.
You're going to a game?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So for an NBA fan to be in Utah and get to go to a game, I see for those listening at home, you're wearing a Jazz hoodie. So actually, you have adopted the uniform of the high school student in Utah with a Jazz hoodie. Yeah. But so to be a Jazz fan and get to come to Utah, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. And in here, like, all the people is so good and so nice. And the weather here, it's a little bit dry for me. And yeah, it's strange for me. It's
bit,
like
a little bit dry.
Yeah, and it's like so cold. Like in winter in Hong Kong, we don't like have like a super cold weather. But in here, like, we have like 30 degrees and like 20 degrees. I'm like, oh my, I don't know.
Just so everyone knows, after Kenny said the word cold, he put his hands up in his sleeves and then he rubbed them together because he instantly got cold thinking about it. So at least things will be warmer and more humid for you when you make it to Hong Kong. All right, now tell me what you're going to miss about America when you return home.
I miss my friend and my host family because I've a really good experience. Like good memories with them.
How about you?
I would say also my friends that I made here, the basketball team here, and then the high school is just like so different to Spain, and I love coming to school here. It's just like every morning I'm like, yeah, and when my host brothers are like, oh yeah, we have like a wake up, I'm like, no, I want to go to school, and they're like, you're so weird. And it's just because like it's so fun, you just come, and it's like it's not even as hard as Spain, like not like you still learn a lot, but like the methods or like whatever like that we use in Spain are harder, so like it's just like you can hear and it's like fun and you do fun stuff at the high school. And then yeah, my basketball team, my friends, and then my host family. I'm like really really close to the mom. I'm like super close to her, and then like everyone in the family is so nice, and yeah, I'm going to miss them a lot.
You both talked about missing your host family and the friends that you've made here. Do you have plans on keeping in touch with them?
So I really wanted to stay another year here because I'm a sophomore. I wanted to come back my junior year. But then I talked with my family in Spain, and they also missed me a lot. So they were like, I think it's better if you just come here for junior year, and then maybe we can see if you can go back for senior year. And I talked with the host family, and they were like, yeah, that would be awesome. So if I come back, I'll go back with them. And then I also told my friends, and they're all like, you should come back in junior year. I was like, yeah, but my family missed me. So they were like, well, then senior year. So yeah, and then I will just FaceTime them all the time and keep in touch with social media and all that stuff.
There are a lot of good methods for keeping in touch. Are you planning on having them come to Spain perhaps?
Well, yeah, I also, a few of them said that they were coming to Spain sometime, so they better.
Okay, I would say so too. How about you, Kenny? What plans do you have?
I don't have any plans yet, but my host family tell me that they will like come to Hong Kong sometimes, or like I will come to Utah sometimes.
What are some of the things that you've missed since you've been here in the States about Hong Kong, for example?
I miss their food, like their noodles, rice noodles, and our Hong Kong stuff, Hong Kong food stuff, yeah.
Okay, Kenny, is there any place here that has rice noodles that you would endorse, that you say are worth eating, that have maybe felt a little bit like home?
I've never been into like a restaurant, like Chinese restaurant. But I think the close is, I forgot the name.
Pan Express?
Yeah. Pan Express, yeah.
Okay, so you're endorsing Panda Express right now as a little taste of home, is that right?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. All right, Kenny, you're full of surprises here. I'm going to grab myself some orange chicken on the way home. This is good. Sophia, how about you? What do you miss about Spain?
Well, I mostly miss my family, my little sister, my brother. I also miss my friends. But, like, when you're living here, it's just, like, you don't get to like actually realize, so you don't miss them as bad as you will think you miss them, but like, I mean, you still miss them, and it's hard sometimes, and some days you're like, oh, I wish I was in Spain right now, but I don't know, I really miss my family and my friends, and then food, probably, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Kenny, and you're not going to tell me
no.
some restaurant that I've normally eaten at, I don't think, because...
I haven't been to any restaurant, like, with actual Spanish food.
Okay.
So, probably... Well, one time I tried to make a Spanish meal here, and it didn't go really well either, so...
Here.
I really miss Spanish food.
So tell me about that experience a little bit.
So, there's a typical meal in Spain named tortilla de patata, and it's kind of like potatoes and like eggs, like, but it's like all together.
Yeah.
And I tried to do it one time, but it didn't really work. It just didn't taste really good. I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't the best.
The potatoes need to be grown in Spain for
yeah.
it really to work. Is
yeah.
that right? Okay. So food and family and friends, that's pretty much what you guys are missing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, you miss food from Hong Kong and Spain. What food are you going to miss from America? Corn dogs, fry sauce, Cafe Rio. What are you going to miss?
That's hard to choose. For
Come on, Kenny. We have great food here. There's something you're going to miss.
Probably ham.
Ham?
Yeah.
Okay. So is ham not a part of the scene in Hong Kong?
No. We don't eat ham in Hong Kong. Like the big ham.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like the bone-in ham?
Yeah.
Like the big-time holiday ham?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are you going to have lots of spiral cut honey baked before you go?
Yeah, I'll ask my host family to do that.
Okay, I think that's a really good idea. That's a really good idea. Okay, Sophia, how about you?
Well, I'm probably going to miss Swig, because we don't have that kind of
Swig.
Places in Spain. And my family loves Swig, so I'll miss that. And then also my host mom cooks really good. So I'm going to miss her cooking.
You're just going to miss that home cooking.
Well, I love Chick-fil-A, and we don't have Chick-fil-A in Spain. Yeah. It's like probably my favorite one. And then In-N-Out, probably too.
Wow, you are listing off some good stuff. I'm getting very hungry talking with you guys right now. Kenny, I saw you shake your head. Are you a Chick-fil-A In-N-Out fan?
I'm a Chick-fil-A fan, yeah.
Chick-fil-A. There's something special about that peanut oil, isn't it? Oh, see, you guys can be entrepreneurs. You could start your first Chick-fil-A in Spain. Kenny, you could get that ham rolling, just throwing ham sandwiches at lunchtime. You guys will be millionaires. Okay, so let's talk with Ms. Ellis about her experience. You lived in Spain as a foreign exchange student.
Yes, I spent my junior year of high school in Spain. Mm-hmm.
And tell me about that experience, how that impacted your life.
It was, goodness gracious, it was the thing that most changed my entire life direction, I feel. After spending the year in Spain, I knew I wanted to continue learning foreign languages. At that point, I knew that I would continue seeing the world, which I have done for the rest of my life. And I felt so inspired by my experience that I wanted to share it with others, and largely that's why I became a foreign language teacher.
And you teach Spanish and German. That's quite a combination.
Yes. I teach both because as part of my master's program, I actually had to choose a second language in which to become fluent, and I wanted something that was vastly different from Spanish because I wanted to know if I really had a knack for learning a language or if it was just Spanish. And so I chose German, largely because my ancestry is very Germanic. And so I went and worked and lived over in Germany and came back and started teaching it. So.
How fortunate to spend significant time in three different countries.
Yeah.
I've come to understand that learning a third language, your second language interferes more with that learning than your first language sometimes. Was that your experience? You compare the German to Spanish a lot as you're
yes.
learning that?
Yes. Luckily, I don't do that anymore at all. But yes, I did. And I do, like, we try to go, except for COVID years, obviously, to Germany and Spain every year. So usually we spend about a month every summer over there.
That's fantastic. So that type of dedication,
yeah.
then it gets refreshed.
Very important.
I went to France a couple of years ago, and even though I lived there, it fades, mm-hmm. and then when you get there, it sharpens right back up.
Exactly.
So, Sophia, I think your Spanish will come back to you quickly once you get back to Spain. You feel like you've lost a little bit of it?
Yeah, and then also, I'm from the north, so I speak Basque, because I live in the Basque country,
okay.
and I'm going to be lost next year. It's
okay.
so hard, and I'm lost.
Teach me some Basque slang.
Eskerrik asko. That means thank you.
Eskerrik asko.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Was I pretty close?
Yeah.
Okay,
it
well, thank
has,
you.
It just has like a lot of K's. It is eskerrik asko.
Eskerrik asko. It has
yeah.
a nice ring to it. I like that. My favorite word in... I have two favorite words in French. They're both word names of fruits. One is pamplemousse, which is grapefruit,
mm-hmm.
and ananas, which is pineapple.
Yeah. I also know a little bit of French, so...
Do you?
A little bit. Not
right.
too much. Don't ask me anything.
Okay, all right. I won't put you on the spot. All right. Teach me, Kenny. Teach me a favorite word of yours.
Cantonese,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Dao zhe. That means thank you.
Dao zhe?
Yeah.
Did I do okay?
Yeah.
Dao zhe. So this turned into a career for you.
It did. Yeah, it did. Honestly, I was planning on going to law school, and I was studying for the LSAT, and at the time, the principal contacted my school, my university, and asked who the best master's candidate was to come and start teaching, and the principal, my school dean gave them my name, and I said, okay, I'll come do it for a year. And I've been here ever since.
It's really amazing how these experiences mm-hmm. just, you look back, you don't realize what a crossroads it is at mm-hmm. the time, and you look back and it's a life-changing moment.
Absolutely. That's something I wouldn't change.
And do you think that living in another country and learning another language helps you empathize with others and maybe connect with people in a different way?
Absolutely, on every level. I don't think you can, furthermore, truly understand a culture or people, truly, truly, unless you speak the language, you can understand a portion, a depth, but not that profound of a depth unless you, I think, are fluent in a language. But that can start now. I mean, in our immersion programs that we have fantastic opportunities in this district. So I think that we need to keep it going and highlight the importance of this.
It's been a real emphasis for us, and I'm excited that we have that opportunity available for students. Uh-huh. All right, let's talk about the English language. What are some? Do you have a favorite word in the English language? Or a slang that you learned?
I really like saying no cap.
No cap?
No cap. And then...
That's good.
Low key.
Low key?
Yeah.
No cap, low key.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Kenny?
I don't have a specific word for me. Like, I just say it. Like, yeah.
I know that this is an old word now. But I really like ruining words for my son when he was in high school. And I say, man, that is so lit. It's extremely lit. And then all of a sudden he can't use it anymore because I have taken possession of it. When we come back, advice for students considering being part of the foreign exchange program.
One of the most prestigious academic achievement programs available for high school students, and we're proud to say it's coming back to Jordan School District. We're talking about the International Baccalaureate IB program, which will be located at West Jordan High School. The IB program supports personal and academic achievement for students at the very highest level. IB diploma courses take place during a student's junior and senior year in high school. All sophomores are invited to consider the IB program for next year. There are no prerequisites for IB, and interested middle school students can start preparing now. Students with the IB diploma have a better chance at getting into some of the most prestigious universities in the world. For more information or to find out if your teen is a good candidate for IB, visit ib.jordandistrict.org or call West Jordan High School.
We're in the middle of April. How does it feel that your time in America is drawing close to an end?
For me, it's like, I think it's kind of sad for me, because it's like, because of the pandemic going, and we can't do anything, like, we have, like, lots of things, like, events, like, they're stopped, and, well, but, like, I still enjoy to be in United States here, in Utah, and being a foreign exchange student to learn English and learn, like, their culture, and, yeah.
How about you, Sophia?
Well, it's kind of sad that it's almost over. It goes by so fast, and, like, you never get to, like, actually realize that you're here, and that you're living here, and I have already been here for, like, 8 months. And it's kind of sad, but at the same time, I'm kind of excited to meet with my family and friends again, but I'm basically really sad to leave.
How much have you seen family and friends, not counting Zoom, since you got here in the States?
Like, I haven't seen them at all.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to be sure. How about you, Kenny?
No, me too.
Okay. So it's a mix of missing the friends that you've made here, missing the time that you've had in the States, but I'm sure you're very excited to see family and friends again.
Yeah, of course. Like, they're in my country, they're my friends, but I'm excited to meet my new friends here also.
Ms. Ellis, tell me about the experience for the students here at Bingham. What does it do for them to have foreign exchange students here?
I feel like these students open the world to our students as well. Cultures and countries perhaps that these students have never even heard of, quite frankly. Some of the countries being very, very small, we've had kids before come from Tunisia, for example, and our students hadn't heard of that country. And so from then on, they will associate that country with the ambassador that represented, that student ambassador who represented that country. And the kids who come over are such great kids that our students can learn so much about their languages, their cultures, and then inevitably they will, a lot of them, go over and visit their friends in the future and can keep those connections and bridges alive and have a continued interest in visiting the world after that. So I really feel like it opens our own students' eyes, and it's an invaluable, it's just something that's so valuable for our kids to have here, and this interaction is awesome.
The more experiences you can have, the more rich your connection will be with the world.
Exactly.
What advice would you give to anyone who's thinking about being a foreign exchange student or having their child be a foreign exchange student? What advice would you give them?
I would say that you need to get rid of any expectations you might have about your experience and be open to whatever might happen. Whatever type of situation you might find yourself in, and to accept it and embrace it. And also, if there are opportunities available to you that are legal and appropriate, to take advantage of all of them, to not let any opportunity slip by, because this opportunity in high school of being an exchange student only comes around once, typically, unless Sophie gets to do it twice. But for most people, it happens just once in high school. So I would say grab it. If it's of all interest to you, grab it. There are lots of us who can help you look into different programs. So,
thank you. Sophia, what advice would you give?
So I would say that if you have the opportunity to go, whether if it's like the United States or for like even Ireland or like England, I would say just go for it. It's like, it's hard to think about it at first, because you're like, well, you're going to a whole, like, another country, you don't know anyone, maybe you're not that fluent in the language, you're scared you're going to miss your family and friends and all that stuff, but it's like the best experience you'll ever have, and you get to, like, you kind of grow, like, you actually grow as a person. You get to be a better person. You just change a lot, like, for good, and it's the best experience ever. Yeah.
Thank you, Kenny.
I think you have to be open mind when you like came here, because we have to like meet a lot of like people in here and that you don't know, and you're speaking like a completely different language when you came here, and you have to like meet a lot of people and know each other. Like, you have to be aggressive. Yeah.
You have to be willing to work to get to know people and get to learn the language, like you said, Sophia. And which, by the way, I have to say, I am so impressed with each of you. You speak very well. No cap. And did I use that right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. But you guys are awesome. It's been a real pleasure talking with all of you. And I'm so glad to have you here, Ms. Ellis, with your experience and being able to kind of ignite that interest in other cultures in our students here at Bingham. So thanks for spending the time, and I wish you safe travels and lots of Chick-fil-A in your future. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you after this.